smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop that crying, be happy again, keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world, it smiles with you.
I'm still smiling.
I'm smiling, too. It is What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, on a host of stations now on the network. We are statewide here, aren't we, Scott?
We are indeed. 550 KFIRE is where we're at. That's the home base, the flagship, and we are broadcasting from beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. It was kind of fun yesterday to find out that Bismarck actually does have nice weather every now and then, because
it took a while.
My frame of reference has been, you know, pretty much every day almost, December through the entire legislative session. Most of that was downright cold. But it was beautiful here yesterday.
Not supposed to be like that. That's why I moved to Bismarck.
We also welcome 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and Two Flags, AM 1100 the flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 the flag, the only talk radio in the Bakken, Mr. Bakken. So there you go, five stations. And you know what? We spent a lot of time yesterday talking with guests. And they brought an interesting perspective. We had Max Schneider on, the Democratic leader. We had Al Carlson on, the House Republican leader. We had Ken Onstad on, who's the House Democratic leader. Today we'll have Senator Rich Wardner. So we'll have each of the legislative leaders from both sides of the aisle between the 2 days. But I really want to know what the people think, Steve. Don't you, about the legislative session?
You know, the biggest thing I want to know about is, are the Democrats right? It seems like yesterday the Democrats we spoke to said the session was a disaster. It didn't go well. The Republicans saying it was an historic legislative session. I've got my opinion that kind of probably blurred in the middle a little bit, but what's your opinion? What's on your mind? Did you think everything was accomplished that needed to be accomplished, or do you think the way it was done was the way it should have been done in this legislative session? We want to know what's on your mind. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email the studio, kfyr@clearchannel.com. Scott, what's on your mind today?
I feel very bad for this mother that lost two sons to a tragic DUI incident, who obviously has now made a mistake herself and is in the front pages of the paper everywhere and over the blogs and everywhere else being ridiculed because she too has had a DUI.
She made a mistake.
She did, and I hesitate to pile on. I think a lot of people are going at it from this perspective, Steve. Oh, let me get this straight. This mom, who was busy at the legislative session advocating for tougher DUI laws, now she got a DUI. Na-na-na-na-na.
Well, like my attorney friend, Chad McCabe, here in Bismarck, one of the leading DUI attorneys in the state of North Dakota, said, you know, the penalties on this new thing are too harsh. We talked to Lad Erickson, the prosecutor. He said they're too harsh. Are they? That's a good question today, Scott.
Well, you know, I guess it's
easy to jump on the bandwagon and say that.
I don't know what her getting a DUI has to do with the fact that we have new laws in North Dakota. And I think it's, you know, I think what people are trying to suggest is she's a hypocrite because she was advocating for tougher laws and then she got a DUI herself. Have we walked in those shoes? Have we lost two young boys? Can you imagine how your life would be turned upside down to lose two sons, boom, in an instant like that, to a drunk driver who drives over a tent? So I have some empathy for this woman, number one. Number two, I think the fact that she personally obviously made a mistake, probably regrets at this point, doesn't render the whole debate over whether or not we ought to have stronger DUI laws pointless or sort of tabloid fodder now. Am I wrong?
I don't think it renders the argument pointless. I don't think it can do that. The argument, the point to take is valid. Should there be stricter DUI? In a perfect world, do people drink and drive? No, absolutely not. Does it happen? Yes. Are there varying degrees of it? That's the gray area. I think there's varying degrees of it. The habitual offender, somebody that has 5, 6, 7 DUIs, blowing a 2.5 or 2.6, whatever they blow on a regular basis, should they ever have a license again? Absolutely not.
Right, and I think that was all along what the intent of the new legislation was. Let's get tough on repeat offenders. So I think that really is the crux of the argument, and it's very separate from a person who advocated for tougher DUI laws making a mistake themselves.
But it seems like a lot of first offenders are going to get wind up getting swept into this.
Well, they're going to pay higher fines. Yeah. They're going to pay higher fines, right? I guess you can argue that. Anyway, we want to know what's on your mind on these topics. Any others? We have Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner on the program today. Charlene Nelson will be here of the Empower the Taxpayer Group. I guess a big question answering your topic, Steve, on whether or not just real folks think that the recession was a disaster. We'll rest on was there enough relief in property taxes to stave off a statewide measure again.
I think Measure 2 is going to be back in some way, shape, or form. I really honestly do. And I think the difference comes down to not so much was there enough of a refund or is there versus reform is what it is. I think people were crying out for reform on property taxes rather than relief on property taxes.
I definitely agree with you. And is there enough reform in there? I don't know. We're going to ask Charlene Nelson about that, and we'll want to hear from our listeners on that as well. One of the guests we're going to throw in is a former Minnesota Vikings linebacker. Okay. Todd and Steve are kind of looking at each other like, who could this be?
And the color commentator.
He's the color commentator for the Minnesota Vikings. Who are we talking about?
The one, the only, Pete Bursich.
Pete Bursich is going to be on to talk about Cluey getting the punt. Or the boot, or the kick, or what did they do to him?
They booted him.
Is it because he's kind of mouthy, or is it because he gets too much money?
It's not mouthy. It's outspoken, and from a value-to-value standpoint, he was cheap. He's probably one of the top two punters in the league.
Got $1.5 million to kick a ball. That's cheap?
He's cheap.
Wow. Todd looks like he wants to. Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, wants him on this debate.
For a fraction of that, but he's cheap.
But the rookie they drafted in the fifth round to replace him, I'll guarantee you, is cheaper.
Right. And is he every bit as good?
We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, and Cluey.
You seem to think he's good enough.
Cluey got a clue.
How good do you have to beat a punt?
Exactly. $1.5 million. That's my point.
He doesn't have to be Adrian Peterson for crying out loud. He has to kick the ball. As long as he kicks the ball 40 some odd yards every once in a while, we're fine.
You're making my point.
It's about coverage.
And I guess old Cluey saw the writing. Sure. Cluey got a clue when he saw that that they drafted this guy.
Right.
Right? He says, I'm out of here.
Right.
And he is. So it's more about, look, we can get a guy cheaper than it is about the guy's an advocate for gay marriage.
It's going to be $1 million cheaper.
So you don't think the distractions of him on the whole Hall of Fame thing or the gay marriage thing have nothing to do with any of it?
He became less of a sacred cow once he started opening his mouth.
So it played a part. But it's not the main reason.
He played a part.
Right. He was outspoken. It goes back to last year with him promoting Ray Guy to get into the Hall of Fame as well, with going on the sticky note. And you know you don't ever cross that line with the NFL messing with the uniform.
What was with the sticky note?
It was a supporting Ray Guy to get into the Hall of Fame because there's never been a punter into the Hall of Fame.
You can't even have your shirt tag sticking out in an NFL uniform without them getting it.
So the guy literally put a post-it note on his uniform.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Here's the telephone numbers. You found out what's on our mind. We want to know what's on your mind. And we have a big announcement today, Steve. Big.
Oh, going back to Cluey one more time.
Okay.
I think a lot of people in the Twin Cities areas are going to be a little upset that Cluey's no longer with the team. Because he had a very vibrant, popular band. He was in a band. He started a band down in the cities as well. So
he's a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Wow.
He might just go into singing if somebody doesn't pick him up in the league.
Yeah, very interesting.
All right, a big announcement. I apologize.
No, that's right. We're going to tantalize you with our big announcement.
Oh, okay.
But it has to do with ways you can weigh in on the program. We have we're going to do that 20 thing.
The Twitter thing?
Yeah. It's Twitter, but Steve refers to it as the Twitty thing. So we mock him regularly on the program for that. But yes.
Technologically savvy.
We want you to follow us on Twitter. We want you to like us on Facebook. And we have a new website that will make it very easy to go to those social media sites and interact with us the 20-some hours we're not on the air. Right? So we're on the air a few hours a day, but the 20-some hours we're not on the air the day, we're really on. So this is like a 24-7 thing.
We're around.
What's on your mind radio.com.
What's on your mind radio.com. Put that in your favorites right now.
It might be the longest URL in the history of radio, but guess what, folks? It's easy to remember.
Once you put it in your favorites, it'll always be there.
What's on your mind radio.com. And also Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and weigh in. We have a question to get you there. Very simple. Sue or Bison? Sue or Bison? Weigh in.
That's on that Tweety thingy.
It is. More coming up. Don't touch that dial, folks.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Maria and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile we're closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I am Scott Hennon. We're glad to have you out there, folks, and this program is yours. So tell us, what's on your mind? Maybe you're revved up about the internet sales tax passing. Woohoo!
Yeah,
we get to pay
really.
More taxes! Oh, I can hardly wait! Oh, order something online so I can pay more taxes.
We're in radio. We're poor. We can't afford more taxes.
Todd Mitchell's next Minnesota Vikings sweatshirt that he buys from MinnesotaVikings.com is going to cost him more money now. You ready to pay that, Todd?
There you go.
Get that Cluey jersey real quick before he's no longer a Minnesota Viking.
No, wait, wait, wait.
The only way the state of Minnesota is going to get any of my money, guys.
No, wait a minute. Now, you wait. Now that he's a Viking, those cheersies go down. They get cheaper.
Senator,
now I'm going to have one.
Senator John Hoven, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Senator John Thune all voted in favor of the internet sales tax. The only argument that I think I've heard on it that has any merit, Steve, is that it's already the law. We're just not collecting it.
True.
So I guess that there's some merit to that, although I must say, everybody forgets who pays. I can't cheer we are going to pay more in taxes.
That's where I get hung up, too, is the fact that you're kind of pushing back down the rabbit hole, the whole entrepreneurial part of the internet. But there is something to be said about local brick-and-mortar businesses, your local community businesses that you have to pay taxes at. Are they at a competitive disadvantage in your small communities? You know, what's on your mind?
How about the attaboy for Max Baucus of Montana, because he voted no.
He's not running again.
Well, I know. So it would have been a freebie for him. So anyway,
let's go to the phones.
We also, by the way, have to find out where the House is going to go. So this isn't the law yet. It's passed the Senate, but still has to go to the House. So we'll ask Kevin Cramer tomorrow.
Tomorrow
right?
We'll ask Kevin and the word from Washington, find out what he has to say on
You're
that.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. It is your program. What's on your mind? 2580550. 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email the studio, KFYR at clearchannel.com. Jamie, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning. I got a couple things. First of all, this DOI thing, I find it mildly amusing that Scott thinks it's just a mistake now that this lady did it, but if somebody else did it, they were a low-life drunk driver who needs to get hit over the head with the law book. I think this is hypocrisy at its apex.
Okay, let's take this one first, Jamie. First of all, I'm not excusing anybody who gets a DUI, all right? And obviously this woman made a mistake and it's horrible. And I reserve my ire for folks behind the wheel intoxicated that harm someone, all right? And thank God she didn't harm someone, right? She was in a rollover and evidently walked away from it. I'm just saying it's a little unseemly to sort of pile on this woman who obviously lost two boys and with her husband was before the legislature saying, hey, I'd like DUI laws tougher on repeat offenders. That now that sort of goes out the window because she made a mistake.
I'm not piling on. The only reason I'm piling on her is because she was up there preaching to everybody that we need tougher DUI laws. And then she goes out and gets boozed up and drives around. I mean, I don't agree with tougher DUI laws, and I'll tell you why right now. Because there's plenty of people out there who, if you bring up, people bring up that we need more gun control laws and, you know, more restrictions on gun ownership, that'll reduce crime, and I don't agree with that either. But in the next sentence, they'll say, wow. Yeah, I keep away from my guns, but yeah, we sure need more laws to prevent DUIs, right? And it's not going to work. I mean, this is just the first step in proving it, and another year from now, I'm sure we'll see reports that DUIs aren't going down. In fact, they're up, and we've had just as many people die in drunk driving crashes, and then we're going to have a session, we're going to have more people in there screaming and hollering that we need more DUI laws.
So you're saying, Jamie, you're saying less Big Brother, no matter what it is. I've made that same argument concerning abortion rights. Less government, less laws. You can make that same argument for the gun rights. You can make that same argument for DUIs. You can make that same argument for if it's the abortion right. It's all the same argument, isn't it, Jamie?
Well, but Steve, you want a right to life, don't you?
I want less government, less laws. I don't think that's part of government's job. That's a moral. That's a moral and a religious construct. It doesn't belong in politics.
I agree with you, Steve, on less laws. I mean, you can make a law and people are gonna follow it or they're not. There's just a point to where it's overkill. But on abortion, I don't want to change the subject, but abortion, I mean, you obviously don't think that it's a person inside somebody, and people like me do. I mean, we're just going to differ on that, but yeah. I'm 100% with you that, you know, how can you be for saying more gun control is worthless and you're stepping on my rights and it's not going to stop people? And in the next breath, say we need more DUI laws, that's going to curtail it.
Jamie, appreciate the call. Yep, appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So let's just take a couple of minutes on this. Sandra Hernandez is the young woman. She's 30 years old. She's from Souris, North Dakota. And the rollover was Saturday. About 9 a.m., about 5 miles north and 2 miles east of Newburgh, okay? And her husband, Juan Ruiz, Republic advocates testified for stronger DUI laws after their sons Alaris and Cyrus were killed. A pickup ran over the tent where they were sleeping up at Lake Metegoshi campground last July 7th, okay? I texted Sandra this morning and invited her to come on the program with us to sit in what would obviously be a hot seat, right, Steve? Because I interviewed her and I interviewed the children's father during the legislative session. And I saw the anguish in their eyes. I mean, I just saw the pain these people were feeling. It was not easy for them to be up there advocating for tougher laws, having just lost two sons. Think of the pain of that, right? So I'm sure it's a very difficult time. She sent a note back saying, I'm sorry for all of this misunderstanding. And the media just wants some kind of hint of anything to twist things around. So that's her only comment. I appreciate that. I did invite her to come on, and maybe she will at some point. But I don't think, like Jamie does, this is sort of an aha moment.
Does this change the argument going from a high ground, a moral high ground from her point, to now you're just throwing stones?
I don't know. She's advocating for tougher DUI laws, and I guess she's going to live them herself now, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think that necessarily means that her arguments go out the window. You know, I think that... you know, look, DUIs happen for a lot of reasons, right? I'm not forgiving her decision, and look, it could have ended very tragically for other people that have been horrible. Thankfully, it was a rollover, and she walked away from it. You know, it's a mistake to learn from, and I think it's
a slippery slope. I mean,
I don't want to sound like a softie on DUIs, but I'm saying people make mistakes and get
right.
DUIs that are not horrible people.
But my opinion is if you make a mistake, everybody makes mistakes. If you make a mistake and learn from it, good for you. If you make a mistake and don't learn such as the habitual offenders,
exactly.
Then let it fall. Let the axe of the law fall down.
And I think that was what everybody that I heard from during the legislative session was trying to accomplish. They were trying to say repeat offenders ought to receive the ire of the law and the letter of the law. And I think that was, and one of the arguments was, you know, let's make it tougher on first-time offenders because then there's a less chance they'll become a second-time offender. I don't think that argument really won the day, other than higher fines for the first-time offense.
So. Yes, I do make a differentiation, and as tragic as it is, one way or another, but I do make a differentiation between somebody that has one DUI as opposed to multiple and habitual offenders.
Todd and Mandan wants to weigh in on this. We'll do that next. Plus, we'll bring in Charlie Nelson on whether or not there will be a Measure 2 redo on What's on Your Mind.
Sounds good.
Hard-working trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On KFIRE 550 and our multitude of stations, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and KTGO in Tioga. Scott, let's go right back to the phones. We've got callers waiting, and we do want to get to them because this is your show. It's about what's on your mind. Todd and Mandan, concerning the DUI law, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with the caller about we don't need tougher DUI laws. We need to look at the prevention ahead of time. And, example, they say you live 5-6 blocks away from the bar you were drinking at. I've known a couple cases where people got picked up for drunken intoxication walking home. Well, the next time I've talked to them, well, I'm just going to drive because that way they aren't going to see me. I mean, from doing that, we're pushing them back into a car. You know, they're not doing any harm walking on the main street 5-6 blocks away. Do we have to haul them into jail at that time? I guess I'm throwing this out there when you talk to like police officers and attorneys and things like that.
Granted, Todd, that's
not as severe.
Todd, that's a valid point, and I know people that have had that happen to them themselves. Is the system setting up people to get in the car rather than walk home? You're penalizing somebody for making the right decision, is what's
right.
Happening.
Right. Yeah, and as far as you had a caller last week, at least say there's every bar has taxi vouchers. Well, that's not entirely true, and it seems difficult from people I've talked to that use that. I mean, I went and picked up people because they waited hours for a taxi and things like that. Just the prevention ahead of time would seem more productive than let's wait till they are drinking and driving and let's penalize them.
There's more to do, no question about it. I had this conversation with Dale Zimmerman, who owns the Peacock Alley downtown Bismarck. We spent much of the legislative session down at the Peacock doing the Legislature Today show, and really got to know a lot of the folks there. And one of their great frustrations is if they have somebody in their bar at 1:01 a.m., there's a mega fine, okay?
Yeah.
So they have to literally boot them out the door. Now, try and get a cab at 1:01 in the morning. So, you know, it's very, very difficult. So, you know, there's not enough.
Or you walk down to Denny's from there and you get picked up for drunken in public.
So there's more to do, no question. I appreciate the call. A bunch of others waiting. We want to get Ron and Kildeer in here as well before we go to our guest. Ron, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning. I want to change the subject a little bit and talk about the litter in the ditches up on Highway 200 between Highway 85 and Kildeer. Are you still there?
We sure are.
Whose responsibility is it? I live up here, and we keep our little area clean, and yet there's animals in the ditches from the winter. There's tons of tires. There's large sections of insulation. I guess I'm pointing a finger at the highway department. Could they not keep these obstructions cleaned up a little bit? And plus the the governor has talked about tourism, and I believe this is Tourism Month in North Dakota. Come up here and see our little garbage dump in the ditches up here that nobody seems to be wanting to take responsibility for.
But it sounds like you said you are taking responsibility. You clean up a part of it, but right?
Right, but there's just tons of stuff. You know, it's a 20-mile stretch, and like I mentioned, there's dead animals, a lot of recap tires, things that, I mean, that's 20 miles, and everybody picks a little bit, but nobody's taking responsibility to actually make it look halfway decent.
Whose responsibility is it in your view? Is it the highway department?
I think it's the highway department. I think that they are the ones that are legally responsible for clearing the roadways and maintaining the roadways. And this is part of the roadway, the area from the road to the to this ditch, through the ditch to the fence line belongs to them. A lot of times now the ranchers and farmers won't bail the ditches because there's so much litter in them.
The caller's raising a very good point that is one of the impacts from the inordinate amount of traffic that's happening up there. I've seen a lot of great community efforts. I know the North Dakota Petroleum Council, through their oil can program, has sparked all kinds of community cleanups.
And you see the green signs on the a lot of service into, or service organizations within communities.
Adopt a stretch, yeah, right?
They adopt a stretch. You see those green signs. Is that getting done with everything that's going up in the oil patch, with all the busy and all the commotion that's taking place up there? Do those organizations still have time to go out and do that with the volume of litter that is in the ditches?
Maybe we need to do a tour de ditches, Steve, you and I. And what we'll do is we'll mass an army of volunteers.
Let's just do a ditch tour.
Yeah. Well, I have the new Ford Raptor now, so I've been anxious to get in the ditch anyway.
Watch for the mud spots.
It's a good question. I'd like to know who's ultimately in charge, because I think there's plenty of people that'll help do it, and I commend, you know, the oil can program. Mayor Kozer in Williston has done a neat job with his church, getting folks coordinated. So I know Williston's Stat Oil has been really instrumental in getting that going. So there's a lot of good efforts out there, but sounds like there needs to be more. Specifically, the stretch you're talking about again, Ron, was where?
Between Highway 22 and Highway 85, 200. There's just an awful lot of traffic up here, and there's such a volume, like you said, of especially tires, and a lot of people can't get rid of them. You know, you can't throw tires in the garbage, and there has to be a state responsibility to this. I mean, there was all kinds of money spent in the legislature for everything. Let's take care of our own at this point in time. So
appreciate the call, and we'll make note of it. I'm going to ask somebody from the Department of Transportation, Steve and I will see if we can get them to come on the program and find out who's in charge at least, but I know there's a lot of good efforts out there working on it.
The biggest thing Ron brings up, it's a valid point, is with a drought condition and at a premium as hay is, if the farmers and ranchers can't hay those ditches, now we got a real big problem.
Yeah.
And that's a valid point.
And I'm sure after this winter, it's a mess, so there's just some work to do. But there's a lot of good folks working on it. Quickly, Leon in Fargo, and then we'll go to our guest. Leon, what's on your mind?
Leon is not there, so let's go to our guest, Charlene, right now.
Okay, so Leon's going to call back, I guess, and we have been waiting to chat with Charlene Nelson. Charlene has an organization known as Empower the Taxpayer, probably best known for leading the argument in favor of Measure 2 in the last election statewide in North Dakota. Charlene, nice to have you. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Charlene, I had you on the program before. I wasn't a fan of Measure 2 the way it was before last time. Your organization, Empower the People, first question right out of the gate, is Measure 2 going to come back or some variation thereof?
It really depends on what the public wants. I can tell you, you know, judging by the last 2 weeks, I think it's quite likely. In the last 2 weeks, I've probably gotten 24 phone calls from people who want to see it back. And the surprising thing to me, at least, is that at least half of them are people who, like you, weren't fans and now regret their no vote.
Charlene, my question is, does it come down to relief versus reform? I think a lot of people were expecting some sort of reform when it comes to Measure 2, or the tax relief this time for property taxes. And people wanted to give the state the opportunity to have reform. They gave us relief, and we did get relief. But is reform the issue?
It really is. And in fact, you know, we heard the legislature kind of moan and cry, oh, this isn't a state issue, this is a local issue. Well, when it comes to lowering the taxes, they're absolutely right. That properly belongs in the hands of local elected officials. But when it comes to setting the policy, that does come from the state. The state is the one that writes, either legislatively or it's in the Constitution, the laws governing property tax. And the only one, the only body that can address those laws is the legislature, and that's exactly what they did not do.
So the dollar amount's not enough. In other words, obviously, there's $1.1 billion in tax relief that we're going to hear a lot about that went back to citizens.
Yeah.
The lion's share of that, $656 million, was in the K-12 funding formula, and then another $200 million tax credit that will be a line item when you get your property tax bill that says, here's what the state of North Dakota gave you back in the way of a rebate. So,
right,
you know, three-quarters of $1 billion. You like that, I would assume, Charlene. It's just that it didn't come with enough reform. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, all that's, first of all, the bulk of that, you know, it's the school mills, is already in practice. All that is the continuation of the buy downs that started in with the 2009 session. It was expanded in the 2011 session, and all they're doing is continuing what they've been doing for the last two biennium. So you know, when we talk about this billion whatever in property tax relief, the majority of that no one's going to feel, because all it is a continuation of what's been happening for the past 4 years. The remaining part, the part that's going to be on that line item that you're referring to, amounts to about 12% relief. And here's the problem. We're hearing from people all around the state, and most of them this year are seeing their property taxes going up anywhere, their valuations going up anywhere from 10 to 30%. So those increases in valuations are going to completely swallow up that 12% relief. No one is going to feel it that much. It will be on your bill. You'll see it was there. But
well, I think, you know, my sense is if folks see it, if they really feel it, and this is a lot of money, and the only way they're going to feel it is if the local subdivisions, the cities, the yes. counties, the yes. schools, do not chew up all the relief in additional spending.
Yes.
So the rubber needs to hit the road prior to the citizens getting a second bite at this apple, right?
Exactly.
I mean, in other words, do you make that decision now, Charlene, or do you wait and see if they actually have some spending restraint?
It's up to the people. You know, I have no strong feelings either way about when we start this. I think we'll see what the majority of the people want. We're encouraging people that do want to see change or that want to have some sort of input on what happens to go to our website, which is empowerthetaxpayer.org, and click on the Get Involved button. When we
Charlene,
get feedback, we'll be able to know what direction we should go in and when.
Charlene, we're coming up against the break, but a quick question for you. I didn't support this the last time because of the local control issue, and I was thinking it's incumbent upon citizens of the state to show up at their local school board, show up at their county commission, show up at their school board, city.
Yeah.
You've got your local control. They just aren't taking advantage of that, and the state's getting blamed for that.
Well, part of it is not just that they aren't taking control. In this last session, there were several sunshine bills that would have been made it easier for, first of all, for people to know where their money is being spent at the local level. The League of Counties and Cities and the Association of Counties both fought those sunshine bills vigorously, and they were defeated. There was also a bill that would have allowed people to refer budgets at the local level. And again, the counties and cities fought it, and it was defeated.
All right, this is unfortunately, we're up against the break. We're going to have you back. Follow this closely. It'll be in the Supreme Court, by the way, on Thursday. We'll be following that debate, too. Empowerthetaxpayer.org. Is that right, Charlene?
That's right.
Thanks.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure, they're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at cuontheroad.org, CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're back on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, and we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Why are you laughing? Steve's having a chuckle.
Todd Mitchell guy.
Did Todd make you laugh?
Yeah.
Todd, how did you make him laugh?
I have that power. Sometimes, anyway.
Well, I just asked these guys. Now, how do you say this linebacker, you know, color commentator from the Vikings again?
Bursich.
And Todd said, you watch much sports?
Was a big sports fan?
Oh, that was what it was. You a big sports fan?
It was his paper comment, and where's
the paper? Still using that outdated technology.
His dogs take bathroom breaks.
I heard
that he's got a MacBook and papers.
Here's my idea of watching a Vikings game.
Okay.
All right. Sunday is the one day I try to sort of play Mr. Mom, because I know that my wife, the other 6 days, does everything.
True.
And I play radio. Right, so on Sunday, I try to play like Mr. Mom.
And that might mean, you know, like put the laundry away, do the dishes, and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, bare minimum. I'm not trying to get the Hero of the Year award, because really this is really
you
just
need
sort
to
of,
do it more than one day a week if you're going to get that.
Exactly. So this the one, so I would like have the game on and sort of keeping an eye on it, but not like glued to it, throwing the foam bricks or anything like that.
Okay. I cannot tell you the last time I sat down on a Sunday afternoon and watched a Viking game or any football in the afternoon, just for the simple fact that it's pheasant season. I would much rather have a listen to a game, and if there's an opportunity to be outdoors shooting something with my dogs, I'm going to take that opportunity.
I can't tell you the last time I sat down on a Sunday afternoon and folded laundry.
Why don't you fold it?
You got to wash it first time.
I put it away. I'm banned from folding. Banned from folding. I am.
Not quite trained yet?
No, I'm horrible at it.
See, now I'm anal retentive. Every time I've been in relationships, I do the laundry and I vacuum and I do the dishes.
Oh my God!
Can you see him in an apron and pushing the vacuum? I have a visual.
Well,
now.
I
have
seen his
nude,
office. I definitely can't picture him pushing a vacuum.
No,
I don't even believe him.
I am anal retentive about laundry. Every relationship I've ever been in, leave the laundry alone. You'll screw it up. It's mine.
Okay, I've never seen your office or I see your home. I've seen your office. I've seen your truck.
Well, I live in those. I don't live at home.
Any vacuum turned on at your place would be clogged in less than 5 seconds.
I vacuum every other day.
What?
Not your car.
Not your car. Not the office.
Your domicile. Home is where the heart is.
It's where I live.
It's where Steve vacuums.
I live good. I gotta keep it neat and tidy for the dogs.
See what happens when you don't call people? See what happens when you don't call? The rabbit trails we go down?
Everybody's picturing me vacuuming in the nude now. It's
stop! Nothing to even come anywhere near my memory bank.
I'm having Drano for lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
No way.
Oh, where did you come up with that? I mean, I had an apron on you just because you seemed like Housekeeper of the Year there, but I didn't have...
At least put an apron on.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't dust, though. I refuse to dust.
Well, there's a shock.
Yeah, I don't like dust. That's why I don't do knickknacks.
You're not
going
to have to spend a lot of time convincing
us
you don't dust.
Can we talk about fishing? Can we switch the topic to fishing?
Please, anything but him being you.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to be in Minnesota for the fishing opener. I'm going to be here because we've got Shields Fish Fest coming up this Friday. North Dakota doesn't have an opener, per se, a quote-unquote opener, because the season never closes, which I'm not a fan of. Maybe leave it open, but have a catch and release for a month or so, because I want to see those fish spawn.
I've been involved. Invited to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, and I invite all of our listeners to come out there. They have a heck of a deal going right now.
Spot.
It is, and if you go to chaseonthelake.com, and you can either put Steve in the promo code or Scott. Maybe if you like North Dakota fishing better, you put Steve in. If you like Minnesota fishing better, you put Scott in. How about that? Should we start a little contest?
That's perfect, but you're going to have to let us know on Thursday how the ice fishing is.
Well, exactly. That's the problem. I'm not sure there's going to be a Minnesota opener.
I don't think Leech Lake's open yet.
So anyway, but Steve is going to be live. At Fish Fest at Shields, which will be a blast. And I'll be on the pond in Minnesota on Friday. We'll try and settle this. After we settle Sue or Bison on our new What's On Your Mind Radio Facebook and Twitter accounts, as well as the all-new What's On Your Mind Radio website. By the way, if you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, then you can like us on Facebook, then you can follow us on Twitter, and you can even get RSS feeds of this program, Steve. How about that?
That's a pretty good deal.
We're asking a question to get you there. Sue or Bison? That's all we're saying. Sue or Bison? How would you answer that question, Todd? Sue or Bison?
I don't think there is a Sue anymore, though.
Yes, there is. don't get me started.
Good luck.
That should have been a question.
Back to the calls.
Yeah, quick one before we have to hit the break. Leon in Fargo, what's on your mind?
All right, I want to start this off by saying, go Sue.
All right, Leon. I like you already.
And I lost my breakfast burrito picturing him, dude, that's not right.
And yeah, he had Drano with you, Todd. From the Drano deal.
We all had that reaction.
Yeah, sorry about the breakfast burrito, Leon. 30 seconds for what's on your mind.
Okay, one, address something Steve said a little while ago about abortion. It's not so much laws to stop abortion, it's laws to save a life. And that's the way I look at it. I don't believe that more laws equate to less crime, per se, but I do believe in doing everything we can to save a life. And the internet sales tax, I don't agree with... I do agree with you guys to a point, but If Obama can pick and choose what laws to enforce, why can't states do the same thing? Why can't we do the same thing?
I'm with you. I think it's we pay. It's a bad, bad idea. Leon, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. By the way, on the abortion legislation question, I think you and Mac Schneider are in the same camp there, and Mac,
pretty much.
Mac received some response from one of our listeners yesterday. We'll share that with you and more next hour, so don't go away.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hammond. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking. Agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.